This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Fall 2015 is turning out to be pretty good for the American labor market. Thank you very much. There was the November jobs report that we got on Friday. That put us right about at 220,000 new jobs every single month on average since the summertime. The unemployment rate, as you know, sits at about 5% even, actually exactly 5% even. But there is an exception here you need to know about, and it's one that worries economists a little bit. What are called prime age workers, people between 25 and 54 in the prime of their working and earning years, haven't really come back into the labor force since the recession. Marketplace's Mitchell Harbin explains why that matters.
The unemployment rate's down to where it was when the recession started, but that's partly because so many former workers aren't even looking anymore. Elise Gould at the Liberal Economic Policy Institute focuses most on prime-age workers.
25 to 54 years old, and you get rid of any sort of demographic shifts that are happening with baby boomer retiring or whether or not young people may be sheltering in school. There are still over a million missing workers that have left the labor force, have stopped actively looking, or haven't started actively looking.
But why? There are more job openings now. Employers are upping pay, especially for entry-level jobs in retail and fast food. Michael Strain at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute says many workers dropped out of semi-skilled occupations like construction and manufacturing. They're used to making decent wages, and what's on offer now may not be worth it.
For those workers, wages have actually fallen, and that in and of itself is a compelling reason for those workers not to enter the workforce.
Strain thinks government safety net programs like disability might be helping some people make ends meet without punching in for a paycheck. And there may be societal changes at work, too.
You know, whether it's becoming, in some sense, culturally less difficult to go for long periods of time without having a job.
For instance, it may be more common now for people to live at home until their early 30s, or for families to live on a single income so one parent can provide childcare full time. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.